This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Trump administration is hosting a large Independence Day celebration in Washington, even as coronavirus infections continue to rise in many states. During his remarks, the president said he would never allow those he called agitators, anarchists, looters, and Marxists to, in his words, trample on our freedoms. Trump also said he believes there will be a treatment or vaccine for the coronavirus by the end of the year.
We are unleashing our nation's scientific brilliance and will likely have a therapeutic and/or vaccine solution long before the end of the year.
According to Johns Hopkins University's count, nearly 2.9 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus. Nearly 130,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. President Donald Trump has also announced plans to create what he called a Garden of Heroes. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
A vast outdoor park that will feature the statues of the greatest Americans to ever live.
President Trump's proposed garden would pay tribute to more than 30 Americans, from founding fathers and presidents, including George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln, to civil rights and social activists like Martin Luther King Jr., Susan B. Anthony, Frederick Douglass, and Harriet Tubman, as well as explorers and aviation pioneers, generals, Billy Graham, and the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. Absent are any Native American, Hispanic, or Asian Americans. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Saturday it was discontinuing its trials of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and combination HIV drugs in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce mortality. We get more in a report from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Saturday's setback came as the WHO reported more than 200,000 new cases globally of the disease for the first time in a single day. But the WHO on Saturday said the decision does not affect other studies where those drugs are used for non-hospitalized patients or as a prophylaxis. Last month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration revoked its emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine, which President Donald Trump in March touted as a possible game changer to treat COVID-19. Another branch of the WHO-led trial is looking at the potential effect of Gilead's antiviral drug remdesivir on COVID-19. The European Commission on Friday gave remdesivir conditional approval for use after it was proven to shorten hospital recovery times.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. Pubs, restaurants, and hairdressers reopened in England for the first time in 3 months Saturday on what the media called the Super Saturday of restrictions being eased. We get more from Reuters' Soria Ali.
Pubs were allowed to start serving from 6 a.m., sparking worries of overindulgence. The Holland Tringham Pub in South London, part of the J.D. Weatherspoon chain, opened at 8 a.m. and was about three-quarters full by 11:20 a.m. And pub-goers like 56-year-old Jim Martin were delighted.
Beautiful, just to get back and have a pint. Come out because I hardly see him. You know what I mean? So meet up with the friends and whatever.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson called on people to behave responsibly and respect social distancing regulations as the risk of a resurgence remains. Mindful of an economy that has been hit due to the lockdown, he also stressed the importance of supporting businesses.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Spain's top tourist site, which last year garnered 4.5 million visitors from around the world, is now reopening its doors, but not everyone is allowed in. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, the invitation is exclusively for a certain group of Spanish workers.
After 4 months with shut doors, the famous Sagrada Familia Basilica invited a first group of health workers to visit the temple designed by architect Antoni Gaudí. More will be able to visit on specific days. During a reopening phase, the church is calling an homage to doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals. The church says it's still waiting to announce when visitors from outside the city will be permitted entry. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.